On the way to drop my son off to school this morning, I was listening to the radio. Yes, the radio, as if it's 2002, but you know, I like to hear the morning show talk. A few moments into listening, I picked up on what it is they were talking about, and I was floored. They were discussing how to ghost people, like strategies, tactics to completely disappear from a person's life without explanation. So one caller suggested first lying to them and telling them that you can't communicate during the day because your boss takes everybody's phone away. This person was saying, like, of course that part is a lie, but their suggestion was that will slowly curb the communication and then they'll fade out. And if they don't, then completely withdraw communication. Another caller suggested being very short in your responses or very mean to make them not want to talk to you. But several other callers were advocating simply for ending communication altogether without the excuses. And they explained themselves by saying that, you know, life is short and you shouldn't have to give a whole explanation and that you should do this to preserve, you know, your own interests. And there was just so much happening in that conversation. Now, while they were mostly speaking in a romantic context, I couldn't help but make connections to two coaching sessions that I had just last week. One with a young 20-something brunette who was struggling because her friend group has completely cut her off. No explanation, no gradual fading out, but she was telling me that they collectively have ostracized her and terminated the friendship. We unpacked next steps for her to take to move forward, but it was obvious that the incident was still very painful. I also spoke last week with a teacher in her early 40s who is so funny and thoughtful, and while the initial reason for her session was not about ghosting, we took this long, unexpected, winding road in our conversation, and we ended up identifying the source of her current friendship frustrations with a ghosting incident that happened to her 20 years ago. Earlier. In a friendship, letting go is normal. Maybe you've outgrown them. Maybe there was some kind of irredeemable transgression, whatever it is. Endings are a part of a life cycle of some of our friendships. But the important part is how we are letting go. So today I'm going to outline for you some of the reasons why we ghost, and I'm going to share with you research that blew my mind, and I'm not kidding. I think you're going to have the same reaction. I know you. You've been listening for a while. It's going to blow your mind too, okay? Now, while we won't be focusing in this episode on what to do if you've been ghosted, the things you're going to hear today are definitely going to give you insight to help you cope. And if, dear friend, you are still struggling with a friendship breakup, I encourage you to scroll back to previous episodes. There's one titled Three Reasons You're Not Over That Friendship Breakup, and I think it'll help. We also have, I don't promote YouTube enough, but we also have on our YouTube channel a new series called Girl Problems, where I answer your questions, and there's a video about being ghosted by an ex-BFF, okay? But today, we're focusing on why people ghost. And I think the reasons might surprise you. So if you're ready to hear new and interesting reasons around why we ghost, including the different levels of ghosting, according to psychologists, then keep listening, because this is a habit that we have got to drop. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. So according to Wendy Walsh, who's a psychology professor, there are different levels of ghosting, which let's make sure we're all operating with the same definition, which means to completely stop communication, like no explanation of why you are withdrawing your friendship. Okay. So the first is what she refers to as lightweight ghosting. So this might look like I'm supposed to attend a yoga class. I book the session online. I get my time slot and I don't show up. I've ghosted. I've offered no explanation for why I showed up. But in terms of the skin I had in the game and, you know, the repercussions there and how much is at stake, it's very little. It's minimal. Then there is midweight ghosting, in which she says it's when you've met a person a handful of times and you engage in deep avoidance, which hurts their feelings more. And then She says in a recent New York Times article, quote, the third wave is the heavyweight. And that's when you've entered a super significant relationship. In a romantic context, this would be like a sexual relationship, but platonically just a deeply rooted relationship. And then you leave, which completely blindsides the other person. So if I were to create like a huge compilation of all the comments I've heard, the justifications I've heard of why we ghost, and I'm talking if I take this from sessions I've had one-on-one, comments on my TikTok videos, the reasons that we offer for why we opt for ghosting are wide-ranging. Here are some of them. One, I was triggered by something that person said or did. Two, it makes me uncomfortable to have a conversation. Three, I don't want to make her uncomfortable by telling her why I want to leave or exit the friendship. Four, the friendship itself stops being a priority. So I imagine here that means that I was interested at one point, but now I'm not. And so I don't feel obligated to maintain communication if I'm no longer interested. Five, you got mad at them for something that they did. Six, it's just too easy. Which kind of makes sense because we communicate in multiple modalities right now. And so we're in touch in a lot of different ways. And many of them don't require face to face. So it's a little bit easier to completely withdraw. You just drop the maintenance on those various modalities, and then you don't have to talk to them. You don't have to explain yourself. Friendship without explanation. So these are some of the reasons that people have offered for why they elect to completely exit. Now, according to a study that we're about to dive into in just a second, this has happened to many of us, either being ghosted, having ghosted, or for some of us, both, right? And so if you're in the group right now of having been ghosted, I cannot stress enough, this is not about you. Because what I notice happens is because of that lack of closure, that lack of explanation, we're left with nothing but the ability to speculate because we don't have anybody to give us direction. And that typically happens internally. So we're thinking, what did I do? What did I say? What deficiencies must I have that made this person want to withdraw and go the other way? And so I can't stress enough, it is not you. Don't you dare try to, you know, reevaluate your worth. Just stop, okay? So if that puts you at ease at all, if this does happen to you, it's so multi-layered and it has nothing to do with you. In fact, and here's where I want to share this study with you, okay? So this brilliant woman, Gilly Friedman, is an assistant professor in the psychology department at St. Mary's College of Maryland. She's a social psychologist who, get this, focuses on the two-sided nature of social exclusion, with a particular focus on the point of view of the rejecter. This is this woman's like life work, okay? Studying the reasons why we reject, how we do it, what's going on in our minds. And so I want to point to a study that she did about 2 to 3 years ago, which I think will give you some insight as to why this happens. I'm going to give you the high level takeaways that I think will blow your mind, okay? It's titled Ghosting and Destiny: Implicit Theories of Relationships Predict Beliefs About Ghosting. So this is the first study of its kind to focus on relationships and ghosting and the reasons why we ghost. And she focuses here, along with her colleagues, on both romantic ghosting and friendship ghosting. Here are some key highlights I want you to take away that I think will make you say like, oh my gosh, that's so true. I never thought about that. You ready for it? Okay, so the idea is that those who have a destiny mindset are more likely to ghost in romantic and platonic relationships. So here's what that means. Those people who tend to say like, I think we're meant to be or we're not. And I think everybody has a soulmate and you have to find that one person. And if it's not the right person, you have to leave because you have to find the right person, the person you're destined to be with. People who tend to have that mindset are more likely to ghost and have a more favorable opinion, of course, on ghosting. They don't think it's that bad, likely because they believe that, especially in the romantic context, why am I wasting my time here if this is not my person? So they don't believe they owe an explanation for rolling out because they're like, but you're not my person. So dip. For those with a growth mindset, meaning this is not fixed in destiny, there is no we're meant to be together or not. For those with a growth mindset, meaning I believe that you can work things out and that relationships are malleable and we can talk it out and grow, okay? Growth mindset. Those with a growth mindset in relationships are less likely to ghost. If you need to, I want you to like tap the 30-second rewind button if you want to hear that again, to let it sit. Now, the difference, ironically to me, here's like one of the kickers. Comparing the romantic to the platonic friendship relationships, generally people in both parties saw it more acceptable to ghost your friends than romantic partners. We have done an episode before. It's one of my favorites. It's like giving me goosebumps right now to think about it. Oh my God, Danielle. Okay. But one of my favorite episodes was, I think in February, I think we did it for Galentine's Day. I interviewed psychologist Christina Duyon about whether or not we value romantic relationships more than platonic relationships. And so of course, as I was reading the study, I made that connection. I'm like, that makes so much sense. That's so interesting. Okay. I don't want to speculate too much, but I couldn't help but connect those dots. So I think it's very interesting that overall, collectively, we generally see ghosting as a more favorable, withdrawal option in our friendships, but not as much in our romantic relationships. Like, what's that about? I also want you, I know this sounds very promotional, but I know somebody needs this right now. I want you to send this to a friend who has recently been ghosted, either romantically or in her friendships. Now, I stay in my lane. I do not touch romantic relationships at all. I cannot coach you there. You can ask my husband, okay? But I will tell you, if you know a friend who's hurting because she's been rejected and specifically via ghosting, I think this gives people a lot of insight as to why. And then you can make some meaningful connections once we understand and apply it. So I want you to come tell me how you're feeling about this. We kind of paused our Facebook group, but we're bringing it back because, as I hinted in the last episode, we are making some changes around here. And I cannot wait to tell you in, I guess, 2 weeks now what that is. But two big changes. One, we're bringing the Facebook group back. Okay. So I want you to come hang out with me right now over there and tell me what your thoughts are about this episode. Like, did it blow your mind? Are you having like a moment of connection right now where you're like, oh snap, that explains right? Some of us are having that right now. Come tell me about it in our Facebook group. It's the Friend Forward podcast Facebook group. And I'll end with this too. If you have been playing around with the idea of booking a one-on-one session, I'm always like, book a session with me. And many of you have, and that is like the joy of my life. I love these one-on-one sessions where I can just listen to you share things you have never openly shared before about your friendships is my favorite thing. However, the brand is growing, which is so great. Like, thank you, Jesus. That's what I prayed for. But now I have to find ways to serve on a larger level because there's only one of me. And so in 2 weeks, I will be suspending one-on-one coaching sessions for a while because I'm revealing something new that I think is going to allow me to help people in a larger scale. So if you've been toying around with the idea, girl, now would be the time if you are looking for support in that capacity, because in 2 weeks, I'll be suspending sessions for a while because I'll be launching a really big program, which I will be very heavily involved in and we'll still get FaceTime, but it's going to look a little different. So anyway, I'll leave that there and we will regroup in 14 days where I tell you what I've been working on behind the scenes. But for now, like, I just want you to, I encourage you to sit with the information that you got today. I encourage you to look at moments in your past, relationships that ended with ghosting, specifically friendships here, women who for some reason just left, you heard nothing from them. I want you to think about the ways in which you internalize that. I want you to think about the ways in which you might indirectly be having those incidents affecting how you engage in friendships right now. If you yourself have been a ghoster, I want you to think long and hard about why. What have some of the consequences been? And another interesting thing about the study is that even though those with a destiny mindset and those with a growth mindset have differences in terms of how likely they are to ghost, the reasons they're ghosting in romantic relationships are not necessarily the same as those in friendships. So here's what I mean. A destiny mindset person is going to say in a romantic relationship, oh, well, you're not the one, so I'm fine with ghosting, so I'm going to roll out. That person might not have those same thought patterns in a friendship. Like, oh, well, you're not destined to be my best friend, so I'm rolling out. They might not apply the same reasoning. However, the fact that they are a destiny mindset person means they're more likely to ghost. It could be for any one of the reasons that we mentioned previously in the episode. You triggered me. You made me mad. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. It could be for a slew of other reasons. But the fact that they're more of a destiny minded person means that they're more likely to ghost even in a friendship, like still exercise the same practice of ghosting. Isn't that fascinating? So this episode is a little bit different from episodes prior because, you know, typically I open the episode with a scenario, right? We play our little intro music and then I walk you through like, you know, four common problems and then I hit you with strategies to solve them and boom. This episode's a little more open-ended. What I'm doing is offering you some reasons as to why people ghost, which we're seeing here according to the study, has a lot to do with how the person views relationships in general. And I'm just kind of dropping it on you and walking away like, now go think about that. If you've never thought about it before. So anyway, I hope to see you in the Facebook group. I hope to see you on Instagram at FriendForward and on TikTok at The Friendship Expert. So you know that I am here. I am rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.